Last month, four students from BYU-Idaho attended the Milk Processors Association competition in Sun Valley and won fourth place. They created a carbonated ice cream called Sparks. The Idaho Milk Processors Association, also known as IMPA, is a nonprofit organization that seeks to promote the Idaho dairy industry. They hold a competition where student teams from universities across the country present new and unique milk products. Teams were required to make a new product which was made of at least 51% dairy ingredients. I spoke with faculty advisor Steve Winkle about the competition. He teaches the capstone class called Product Development. He told me about the process of creating the product.
Yes, this was our product development, our capstone class. We had a team of four students that decided they wanted to compete, and so they came up with a dairy product that was pretty unique and did all the preparation work and the applications, and then we attended the competition where it was presented by one of the students, Madison Bunker.
Madison Bunker told me what this opportunity means to her.
It was a good opportunity to really understand the industry better and the problems that they're facing, and at the same time to network. So it was kind of a great opportunity to just kind of understand what the industry is going to look like when I'm graduated.
BYU-Idaho was the only undergraduate team at the competition. Brigham Young University's food science team won first place with a grand prize of $10,000. Students who take the capstone class get to choose whether or not they compete. I talked to Winkle about the incentives of competing.
Depending on the students, they get to decide whether they want to participate in it. But I think it's an excellent opportunity for students to gain some extra experience being able to participate in an event like this and prepare a presentation and the application information that had to be created.
IMPA holds competitions every year. For more information, visit impa.us. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Hassel.